USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We had a very productive meeting. I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled. They've been talking about this for a long time.
After his historic meeting and walking across the border into North Korea, President Trump stops to speak with our troops stationed in Osan Air Base in South Korea.
But that's a country with tremendous potential,
he says of North Korea. Then the president addressing the troops.
Just your presence. You have a presence like no other. So as president, I have no great honor than to serve as commander-in-chief of the greatest fighting force on the face of the earth, the United States military. Thank you very much.
Also addressing our members of the military, Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
As we head into the July 4th holiday week, parents taking their kids to petting zoos across the country being warned about a 2-year-old boy who dies from E. coli bacteria. He got the infection while petting animals at a county fair in San Diego, California. The health department says the boy, one of at least 4 children ages 9 to 13, who got the potentially deadly infection after touching the animals and not washing their hands with soap and water. In other health news, a former New York City Police Department detective who testifies before Congress 2 weeks ago has died of cancer. In his compelling testimony, he was pleading with Congress for an extension of funds to help 9/11 first responders. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Luis Alvarez, who spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died at the age of 53.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Not border security, but election security, a priority for Democrats in their weekly radio address. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Delivering the weekly message from the party, Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of California discussing the need to pass the SAFE Act in the Senate.
We call upon Leader Mitch McConnell and the Senate to join with House Democrats and pass these essential bipartisan bills. Together, we can and must defend our national security.
Lofgren says collusion or not, it's clear the Russians meddled in the 2016 elections and are trying to meddle in next year's. She says that's why these bills are so important.
The SAFE Act makes meaningful investments to upgrade the security of voting systems across the country by replacing outdated, vulnerable voting machines, requiring paper ballot voting systems, enacting strong cybersecurity requirements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on colleges and the amount of student debt, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The Trump administration is announcing it wants to end the gainful employment rule that punished colleges that consistently left graduates with high student debt. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos promises instead to publish earnings data for all college programs on the department's College Scorecard website.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.